April 16, shun needless worry. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Matthew 6:25. While you do your best, weary not your body and mind with the cares of this life. Do not spoil your religious experience by worry, but trust the Lord to work for you and to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. The life is more than meat. There is much needless worrying, much trouble of mind over the things that cannot be helped. The Lord would have His children put their trust fully in Him. Our Lord is a just and righteous God. His children should acknowledge His goodness and His justice in the large and small things of life. Those who cherish the spirit of worry and complaint are refusing to recognize His guiding hand. Needless anxiety is a foolish thing, and it hinders us from standing in a true position before God. When the Holy Spirit comes into the soul, there will be no desire to complain and murmur against because we do not have everything we want. Rather, we will thank God from a full heart for the blessings that we have. There is one blessing that all may have who seek for it in the right way. It is the Holy Spirit of God, and this is a blessing that brings all other blessings in its train. If we will come to God as little children, asking for His grace and power and salvation, not for our own uplifting, but that we may bring blessings to those around us, our petitions will not be denied. Then let us study the Word of God, that we may know how to take hold of His promises and claim them as our own. Then we shall be happy. Christ came to earth and gave His life that we might have eternal salvation. He wants to encircle each of us with the atmosphere of heaven, that we may give to the world an example that will honor the religion of Christ. In this life we are to be controlled by the Spirit that rules in the heavenly courts. Righteousness and truth are to go before us, and the glory of the Lord will be our rearward of all who serve Him acceptably. They obtain Christ's righteousness.